Mick and MJ in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
First world problems.
You're just in time for cocktails.
There's a couple floating around this morning. Today's episode is in honour of Marky Wahlberg, your favourite MG. You love this guy.
I love him.
He is on your list of people you want to fight. he must be, what's he doing? He's hanging around Sydney at the moment.
I think he's filming a movie. Yeah, in Northern Beaches. Yeah.
Well, he's turned up to play golf, and he's had to change his socks. Now that is a first world problem. He's got his own clothing label. He had black socks. It's a no-no at the Eleanora Golf Club, or the Country Club, and they've said, "Sorry, Marky, you persona non gratis until you whop on the white socks." Bang!
Is that normal? And,
standard operating procedure, I would have thought. A lot of them loosen them up these days.
Yeah.
Depends how snooty your golf club is. Mine just asks you to pop on some pants, basically.
And don't drive your buggy into the dam.
Don't drive your buggy into the dam. They've got a couple of hard and fast rules. But white socks, that's one. Hey, you know what he'd love playing golf for, MG? He gets wear a glove. He gets to wear a golf glove. So when it comes to shaking hands, tell him what he did again. You don't like it.
No. About 10 years ago, we interviewed him in the studio we're sitting in right now, and he walked in and noticed he had his hand bandaged, his right hand, and so he couldn't shake hands. And as he left the studio with his minders, he kind of unraveled the bandage and took it off. So he didn't want to shake, he didn't want to get germs.
Your thesis is he put on the bandage so he didn't have to shake your hand.
Oh, our hands. There's a few.
He is dead to me.
Yep. See you, Marky.
See you, Dirk Diggler. Still his best role, Dirk Diggler.
By a mile.
Can we find the song he sings in Boogie Nights?
Yes.
That would be great. All right, that's one. I've told you this before, but Japanese boys in Japan, because golf is such a status symbol.
Yep.
And if you're a member of a golf course, it generally means you're a millionaire. What young boys do is they would sunbake with a golf glove on. So when they went out to nightclubs, girls would go, "Oh my God, oh my God, he plays golf. Look, he's got it." How good is that? Boys, we'll do anything to get a root. That's all I'll say.
Wear a glove, boys.
What other stories have come across our desk, guys?
I've got a personal first.
You got a personal one?
Yes.
I've got a personal one from yesterday. Sure. I, on the way home from work, I usually stop at my local bakery and get, a chicken, Vietnamese chicken roll and a couple of fresh rolls and a bottle of water. Yesterday, I had, in the newspaper, I bought a couple of things, and as I paid for it, it was about $17. I went to walk away, and I said, "Actually, I need a bag. Can you give me a bag, please, Dale, to put all this in?" She goes, "Yeah, that'll be 10 cents. I said, "I haven't got 10 cents on me. I mean, 10 cents, where's 10 cents these days?" I was at fault because I asked for the bag after I paid for the goods, but come on, let me, and you know what?
So hang on, what you're saying is if you had paid for the bag with the goods, the 10 cents would have been incorporated into the total price.
So I walked away carrying four or five items and juggling them because she wouldn't give me a bag.
Well, that is a first world problem. Tash would have been fine because she keeps her 10-cent pieces and 5-cent pieces.
In my wallet.
Marky Wahlberg's been told to pop on some socks at a golf club. Has complaints in Queensland about a bloke with bare feet at a cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Putting his feet on the back of a chair.
Oh,
like barefoot bowls they have at barefoot cinemas. Yeah,
it's gross. Because it's like up on the headrest, so someone, if they're sitting in front,
you could smell their feet.
Yeah.
I've done that once. I did about 10 years ago. I took my daughter to see Tintin at Penrith local cinemas. It was me and her and one of my mates and one other person in the cinema. And I put my feet up on the seat, and from about 10 metres away, this bloke said, "Get your smelly feet off the seats." I went, "Pardon?" Let's just say things escalated.
Let's just say the security were called to the cinema screening.
They were.
Oh, my Lord.
Should have been called Tintinia. Hey, I've got a couple of first world problems for you. A friend of mine, Cindy, turned up the other day with a black eye, and I said, "Are you okay? What's gone wrong?" And she goes, "Oh, yeah, I got it opening a bottle of champagne."
You can lose an eye. That's very dangerous.
I know, but I've got to say, on the sympathy scale of 1 to 10,
that's a zero.
If you're down at emergency and you tell them when they're going like the clappers in a triage situation that you got that popping a bottle. Here's one I get. I have serious trouble reading menus in 5-star restaurants.
Oh, because it's too long.
Need to turn those lights up. Or then I put the candle out and then I nearly set fire to the menu.
You get your phone out.
I mean, when I'm dining in 5-star luxury or 3-hat restaurant, can you please just turn the lights up so I can read the menu? Thank you.
And don't do it in French as well.
And maybe put the prices of the wine on the menu. There's first world problem. You know, in some restaurants, they'll give them the man a menu and the woman a menu, and the man's menu has the prices on them.
Oh, are you serious? Yeah, the 1950s called.
There it is.
Well, I guess you're paying.
All right, Kat, what have you got?
You know when you stay at a hotel room and you ask for like a king-size bed and instead they just push together two singles. And then I've got one butt cheek on one bed, one butt cheek on the other when I'm trying to sleep in the middle. That is a first world problem.
And you fall down the crack.
Yeah, fall down the crack.
Yeah, or you've got two double beds in the one room, which is for cultural reasons we won't go into in the show because we will offend some people. Tash, first world problem.
Last night I lost power at home for about half an hour. The internet was down and I couldn't see my whiteboard where I've got all the stuff about Kate Middleton. So for half an hour I had to talk to my family and not do a deep dive on Kate Middleton.
Oh, Lord.
It's not you I feel sorry for, it's your family.
That's Glenn. Ross,
first world problem. What is it, mate?
So I buy yogurts every morning to take to work with me. And now that everything's gone green, I used to leave a little spoon up in a lid. Well, this morning I forgot the lid and I forgot the spoon and I had to use my good old tongue to eat my yogurt this morning.
When a grown man has to lick his yogurt, the world has lost its mind. Thanks, Ross. Michelle is on the line. What happened to you, Michelle? First world problem?
Yeah, so actually my grandson. He went to camp just recently. And he had to sleep. He came home from camp exhausted, tired, hungry. And his first problem was that he couldn't eat vegetables and he couldn't eat rice. So he asked his mother if she could write him a letter to say he was allergic to both. But so next time he goes, he'll starve. And then the next problem was there was absolutely no air conditioning or ceiling fans on his camp and he couldn't sleep.
On his tent.
On his camp. Because he's so used to having those in his house.
Exactly. There's no mint on the pillow, no do not disturb sign.
No roof service.
All right. Give Michelle something.
$250. Thanks for the scene. I know. I'm going heavy. Well done, Michelle.
Thanks to Sportsbet, Mick and MG in the morning. A big thanks to Sportsbet. They are all over it, having a crack at your favourite team this NRL season. Easy with the Sportsbet app. Get on it. It's got tips, insights, all the NRL matches. Never been easier to find a winner, all thanks to Sportsbet. Doesn't just have to be NRL. I wouldn't mind putting a bet on the 400-metre runner from the Netherlands. You know, the one who sounds a bit like Minnie Mouse.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. You were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lick in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good. Now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
All right, I've got my Sportsbet app out. I'm going to place a bet, and I'll be all over the NRL fixture later this week. Thank you, Sportsbet.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Sport Report.
Aussie boxing legend Jeff, the Marrickville mauler Fenwick, was rushed to hospital for urgent tests after revealing he had a high temperature in the past 12 days. Doctors are examining Jeff's heart and adjoining valves after the 59-year-old had a temperature of nearly 40. If we remember, back in 2019, Jeff had to have surgery in Thailand to replace an infected heart valve. So our thoughts, are you with you, Jeffrey? We love you, buddy, and we hope you're in good spirits, because last night there was a no-limit promotion.
Sorry, just one of the all-time greats, Jeff Fenech. He is a national treasure. We'll follow that story.
But I
pretty much went to all of the fights he fought at the Tennis Centre. One of the greatest fighters this country's ever produced, bar none. At one stage in the conversation, for pound, best fighter in the world. Before he broke his hand, he was like he could destroy you. We need to follow that story. And on behalf of all our listeners here at Triple M, our thoughts are with you.
Well said, buddy. Right. Last night in Wollongong, Sam Goodman is on the road to greatness after a world title shot after proving he's number one super bantamweight in the world, dispatching Mark Shiblis in just four rounds. It was a great fight. Also on the card, Isaac Harbin's two-fight win streak came to an end via TKO. And overseas, this is a story that was on our desk a couple of days ago. But
yes.
Back in January, several fans who weathered sub-zero temperatures to attend the Kansas City Chiefs playoff game against Miami Dolphins in mid-January, they had frostbite and underwent amputations, according to a Missouri hospital.
So we're clear, I think it was 33 degrees minus.
Minus 33.
There was the frozen water in the stadium where the water just froze. You couldn't, the minute you pulled anything out of a fridge, it froze. It was horrific conditions, but it didn't stop the fans from turning up. But what has happened?
So since then, 12 of the 13 patients who were treated for frostbite have had to have their fingers and toes amputated.
Oof. Gee, those keen fans. You got to pay it. That's a fan base.
That is a
fan base. I went with 10 fingers. I came home with 8, but I'm still glad I did it. Go Chiefs.
It's 2 different Tasmania.
Jeez, I hope none of them went to the urinal during the game. Oh, no.
Watch me, old fella.
He got a touch of the Prince Harry. He's a bit of frostbite on the todger. Hats off to the Kansas City Chiefs who've gone once. Oh. That's how you dedication. Support your team. Well done.
I feel so powerful.
You know the thing.
Only in America.
Yes, here we go. Are you ready for this? It's a damning statistic. 6% of Americans think they could beat a lion in a fight.
Oh, give me a break.
In a fist fight.
No way.
Wow.
Yes, that's right. It's a survey that came out and they ranked some animals and asked Americans if they think they could beat them. 6% of Americans think they could beat a lion in a fist fight. Now, I don't know if you've seen many Americans lately. They couldn't beat the paddle pop lion. In a fist fight. That is unbelievable. A rat, 72% think they could beat a rat.
Oh, that's,
I could possibly
easy.
Go with it.
Yeah.
Medium-sized dog, 49%, maybe.
That's just cruel.
And a chimpanzee.
No way.
There's no way you could beat a chimpanzee in a fight. 17% think they could beat a chimpanzee. A chimpanzee will go straight for your nads. And rip your cags off. That's what a chimpanzee will do and has done before. Rather than rifle through a list of animals Americans think they could beat in a fist fight, I'd like to ask our audience, who, and not anything you think you could beat, but who would you like to fight? What animal? What zoo animal you find in a zoo would you like to fight? 1-333-53. Panda for me. I'd love to fight a panda.
Fight a panda?
I would drop out of a tree on it and get it in a headlock.
Like a drop bear. A drop bear.
And get it in a headlock.
Hey, yeah.
I'd smash a bottle over its head.
No,
I'd sneak up behind a panda. Can you, a panda's safe?
I've watched lots of docos on them.
Yes, they're beautiful.
That's right,
but no, they're beautiful until they're threatened. So if you're interrupting their breeding pattern, then you might
still
be in trouble.
Oh, what, their breeding pattern, which is like a two-day window?
Exactly. So you get them on the wrong 2 days of the year, you're in real trouble.
Sounds like some of the people we work with.
Oh,
I don't understand that. I understand that. Don't know what you're talking about.
No.
There you go. So I would go, I would fight a panda.
Yep.
I'd fight Wang Wang from the Adelaide Zoo.
Oh, and Foonie, Wang Wang and Foonie.
Yeah,
I'd fight them both.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd do a tag team against those two.
Easy victory for you, I reckon.
What animal would you fight, MG?
I'd go straight for the giraffe.
What?
A giraffe?
Yeah, knock him down a peg or two. I think he just thinks he's king shit of Turtle Island, standing there looking over people, looking down on people. You know, I'd kick him in the legs, bring him down to my level, and then go whoosh, go right in the side of the...
You're not going to get him in a headlock, are you?
No, not a necklock. I'm going to giraffe.
He's swinging. He can't do that. You know their weapon's their head, don't you?
Yeah, I know it is.
Once they swing that head, bang, it's a big jaw.
He wouldn't see me coming.
I think they would.
Do you know if you look at a... they reckon if you go up to a shark in the ocean, this is probably a WTF, but if you look it right in the eye and pat it, they think you're her... Or its mother or father.
What?
I'm not going to test that.
No, that's the woman. Who's going to test that?
Oh, geez.
Don't do that.
No. Mick Fenning. Mick Fenning tried it.
Well, he's attacked it. He's one of the few who can walk the face of the planet saying, I've punched a shark in the face.
Yep.
Cat, what animal in the zoo would you like to fight?
I reckon a mountain goat.
The mountain goat.
They will do you.
They'll kick you.
No, because you know how they have that enclosure at Sydney Taronga Zoo and you climb up the top and then you just push one over the side. No?
Cow tipping. What about cow tipping?
No.
All right, let's not get ahead of ourselves. What about you, Tash?
I would not want to fight animals because I love them, but I would have a chat with a parrot.
Oh.
You. What about a corgi?
A bit of trash talk. A bit of trash talk.
Oh.
you get the idea. 133353. What animal would you like to fight from the zoo? Give
lots
us a call.
Calls already. Look at them.
Ah, this is fantastic. 6% of Americans think they could beat a lion in a fist fight. 6% also think they could beat a grizzly bear.
No way.
In a fist fight. An elephant.
An elephant.
6% say they can beat an elephant. God, I'd like to see these. These would be good on the undercard for Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. I'd like to see them fight Jake Paul.
Oh. Yes, that'd be good.
Oh, how good would that be? A king cobra. Are you going to 15%? Please, someone organise this. We're asking you, what animal from the zoo or nature would you like to fight in a fist fight? I've gone with a panda.
Yep.
Maybe a meerkat.
Oh, the colony? Yeah. That'd be...
The whole colony.
Mm.
Meerkat
or a quokka? I don't know. I haven't got a quokka.
Meerkat.
A bit of quokka soccer. Remember that used to be a thing back in the day?
Yeah.
Can't do it anymore.
WA.
Mm. Let's go. Prize to be won. Pete, what animal would you like to fist fight?
Yeah, morning, guys. I'd love to punch a whale.
Oh.
Why? Okay. And would it be like a, would you sneak up on it, like a coward's punch? Would you come up behind the whale?
And try, 100% try and swim away as quickly as I could.
would you throw combinations?
Look, I think it's just one and then just hope to God that I get out of there alive.
No chance.
I'd say an uppercut. You could knock its teeth out, but they don't have teeth.
It's more the curiosity. Would the whale feel it? You know, that's the one thing. And if he hit me back, for sure I'd be gone. But it's also about bragging rights. If I ever went to the pub and my mate would say, "Look, don't mess with this guy. He's punched on with whales."
He's punched a whale.
He's thought about this.
He's been fighting out of his weight division. A slab of Jetty Road coming your way,
Pete.
Yeah.
What kind of show rewards a man for saying he wants to punch a whale? Wants to knock a whale out. Hey, Steve, what animal would you like to fist fight?
I'll fight a cow.
Cow? All right, how are you going to attack the cow?
Well, I'd tip it, then I'd pick it up and I'd shake it up so I'd get a milkshake out of it, and then I'd kill it, and then I'd get a T-bone out of it. How good would that be?
You've thought about this, Steve, too much.
It's dinner and show. All right. You go into the ring with a cow, you come out with a meat tray. I like it, Steve. David, what animal would you like to have a fist fight with?
Morning, guys. I would like to fight a bin chicken.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Yes.
It'd be like the cockfights, but with a human and a bin chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think they need a good drop kick then, buggers.
Yeah. Okay. You've had a nasty encounter clearly with the bin chicken. Get on the front foot, David. Steve, what animal would you like to have a fist fight with?
Morning, guys. I'd like to go on with a sloth.
A sloth. Oh, well, you might be able to handle that. It won't be quick on its feet, will it?
Yeah, I reckon they've got long claws, though, mate. So I wouldn't take it on front on, that's for sure.
No, I tell you what, you wouldn't take on the honey badger.
No.
Oh, the honey, no one's beating the honey badger. They are. That's a nasty pasty, yeah, that much. Thing. That can take on all comers. Thanks, Glenn. What animal would you like to have a fist fight with?
My dog.
Oh, okay. Your dog. What type of dog have you got, Glenn?
A dash hound, and she's pretty ferocious.
Oh, yeah. Sausage dog. Don't take on a sausage dog.
I'm telling you, don't take them on.
I'm telling you, they are one of the six most aggressive dog breeds on the planet, and they've got a very low center of gravity. They're very hard to knock off their perch, and they will come for you.
She thinks she's a Rottweiler, I'm telling you.
Oh, if wow. They could hold their own at the dog fights, the sausage dog, I'm telling you. They are not to be messed with. Ben, yep. What animal would you like to have some kind of fist fight with?
Morning, guys. I'd like to fight a penguin because you could just ankle tap the pudgy little bastards and then slap them around.
Oh, you've got to sneak up an ankle tap a penguin. I think we should reward that cat.
Yeah, well done. Yeah. You've got tickets to Pandemonium. Well done, Ben.
Ben. Well done.
Breaking royal news.
Royal waves.
My penis was oscillating.
Your Majesty, Mummy.
Yes, a lot of speculation regarding Kate Middleton. We've been all over it. And, of course, Natasha Belling, a bit late to this story.
Oh, come on.
I said, what's going on with Kate ages ago? And she went, there's no story there.
There's no story.
Correct.
And I've got to say, one of my favourite royals, and it pains me to think that their marriage, one of the rumours is their marriage is on the rocks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that might be what's going on behind the scenes, because when I watched their royal wedding, I thought it was fantastic that she, and I remember this, she made them take the word obey out of the vows, and I thought, good on her, because as an English princess, the only thing she really needs to obey is the speed limit inside a Parisian tunnel.
Correct.
So that's, no, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, no, Harrods. We got
don't,
it.
Don't shop at Harrods.
What, too soon?
Yes. Yep. Too soon.
So everyone's speculating as to what is happening. The Chaser put out a couple of tiles on their Instagram yesterday. I hear she's competing in the Masked Singer. One of their listeners said,
"Married at first sight."
She's in a Hawaii smoking a joint with Tupac. she was kidnapped by Meghan Markle. I like that. That could be one of them. What do we know? Please tell us, Natasha Belling.
Okay, developments overnight. Everyone kind of really wasn't concerned about Kate Middleton and what was happening until the fake photo appeared. And then she came out and apologised, saying, oops, I've done a bit of editing. So overnight it's making US news. And this is what Stephen Colbert said, the famous comedian, about what he thinks may be behind Kate's mysterious disappearance.
I'm afraid I've got some troubling news about England's royal family. Well, now, internet sleuths are guessing that Kate's absence may be related to her husband and the future King of England, William, having an affair.
Oh.
Oh, no. My heart goes out to poor Kate. Now let's dish the hot goss. I am ready to spill the tea. I think we all know who the alleged other woman is. Say it with me. The Marchioness of Cholmondeley. What a beautiful name that I'm being told right now that I pronounce incorrectly. It is, in fact, pronounced Chumley. Counterpoint. No, it's not. Learn English, England. Now, there have been rumors of an affair between William and the marching band of chicanery since 2019. According to tabloids back then, when Kate supposedly confronted him about it, he laughed it off, saying there was nothing to it. Aha, always a good response when your wife accuses you of cheating.
Boy, are you suggesting this is in play?
No, that's something that Stephen Colbert has alleged. There's always been
allegations. Why would you play that if you didn't think there was anything to it?
Wow.
Because I'm just reporting what everyone else is thinking.
Can I repeat your off-air conversations?
No, you cannot.
Yes, you can.
Give it a crack.
Yeah. Go for it.
Let's just say, I think you are firmly in that camp.
Well, I'm more concerned about the fact that if something is wrong with Kate, if she's not well, there's been a split, whatever's happening, someone has thrown Kate allegedly under the bus by blaming her for doing the alleged Photoshop on that photo.
My
head's spinning with this.
I'd like to say the intrigue is killing me, but it's just not. Could she just be convalescing after an operation?
Yeah. Could she be?
No.
Could she be pregnant?
There's no, and we've done deep dive on this, there is no real serious abdominal surgery that it takes that long to recover from. And if she had serious abdominal surgery, why was she in skinny jeans in that photo?
Yes, we've had that conversation. Well, you don't wear skinny jeans if you're having abdominal issues.
Abdominal pains right now listening to this. I'm just going to go with the torch.
What the f*** is going on?
God, you are dumb.
What the f*** is wrong with you?
Making MJ's what the
f***? WTF?
Billionaire Clive Palmer plans to refloat a modern version of the Titanic. What the f***?
Of course he does.
Wow, there you go. An exact replica, and he's going to, sail it into an iceberg, I hope.
What?
We can do it all again. Yeah. For realism? Well, I don't know. All I'm seeing is there's no way he'd get on that door at the end. And there's a big debate about could he have been saved? Could Rose have saved Jack?
Yes.
And they've done the physical studies on the door. There could have been enough buoyancy for two of them. Not with Clive Palmer.
Definitely not.
I would have thought. Do you know what? As a billionaire, here's an idea for you, Clive. Why don't you build a homemade submarine and take it down to the Titanic?
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Didn't work out well for the other guys.
Well, that's what I'm hoping. That's how billionaires should be spending their money, if you know what I mean. So give it a burl. MG, what have you got?
Well, this comes from the You're Never Too Old to Learn. Yesterday I found out what POLICE stands for. It stands for Public Officer for Legal Investigations and Criminal Emergencies.
What the f***?
There you go.
I don't believe that. Fact checker, please.
I got a thumbs down.
You what?
I don't think that's true at all. And I know a fair bit about the police.
So do I. I know too much about them.
Had a lot of interactions with them over the years, and that's never come up in conversation. I'm getting thumbed downs. I was going to give you some cash, but no. That is no good. Where are you getting your info from?
I've got a couple of sources. I can't tell you.
You're still going to reveal your sources?
No, I can't.
Oh,
well, family.
Police Officer for Legal Investigations and Criminal Emergencies. Yes, that's what it is.
Police as for the P, which is doesn't make sense because the whole word's
public
police.
Public Officer for Legal Investigations. Yep, Public Officer.
All right, I'm going to wait to get confirmation, but I'm getting thumbs down all over the place here.
133353, if you're a police officer, please give us a buzz and let us know.
They wouldn't know. It would have come up in conversation. Well, get back to that. Kat, what have you got?
A new study has evidence that Viagra can help people protect against Alzheimer's.
What the f***?
Hello.
That explains my photographic memory.
Oh, there you go.
Nothing slips through. Hey, all right, Tash.
This is such a beautiful story. They've got a fox orphan at a centre in the US and the staff are wearing fox masks so the fox thinks that it's other foxes and not humans.
Oh, they're idiots.
What the f***? That's the worst what the F we've
it
ever
is.
Had.
I've never heard
I'd like
worst.
To, I'd like to fist fight that fox.
Oh, it's a little orphan.
No, very disappointed today. 133353. Come
no
on, listeners, you can do better. Let's go. Money to be won. Police is not an acronym, is what I'm reading from here. According to MG, it stands for what, police?
Public Officer for Legal Investigations and Criminal Emergencies.
It's not an acronym. It's a word with a long history borrowed into English from the French police, but dating back to ancient Greek, meaning civic position or situation. no money for you.
My source has been a police officer as well. I won't tell her who what her name is, but she says I'm right. So thank you, JD. Oh, I just said a name, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Oh, my God.
Just
Lord.
Give it away your source, yeah. Who happens to be.
Just identify your source.
Female police officer.
Called Jody.
Wow. All right. Well done, Jody. Thanks for your insights. And whatever you do, don't give it away which station she works for.
No.
But I'm guessing it's Penrith.
Yeah.
Is it?
You're very. We're getting warm. Yes, you're warm.
Oh, don't, stop.
Jason's on the line. Jason, blow my mind. What have you got?
Yeah, mate. The manchineel tree. It's the world's most deadliest tree. The sap from the trunk can give you blisters. Eating its apples or fruits can kill you. And if you try to burn it down, the smoke will end up blinding you if it gets in your eyes.
Oh,
that's a triple threat.
I want to fist fight that tree.
That is. You can fight.
So basically, there's a tree in South America that can kill you.
Yep, South America.
Whoa!
Wow!
Thumbs up. Have blown my mind. $200 for you, Jason. That is an absolute beauty. Wow.
Thank you very much.
All right, Nick. That's the type of tree. What's his name? The tennis player should have an affair with.
Novak
Djokovic.
Yes. No, come and see this tree, Novak.
Go and hug that tree. Go and give that a cuddle. So there you go. Nicholas is on the line. Nicholas, what do you got?
Hey, guys. So with St. Paddy's Day around the corner, a couple of quick facts. So St. Patrick wasn't actually called Patrick. It wasn't his name. He wasn't an actual saint. He never got sort of, canonized, what do they say, a saint. And he actually wasn't Irish either.
This is bullshit, Nicholas.
Have a look.
You're saying he's St. Patrick wasn't a saint. His name wasn't Patrick. He wasn't even Irish. Well, he Absolutely. Wore green, though. He wore green.
He actually wore blue.
This is too much. I'm getting thumbs up.
Block that call.
No.
Oh my God, it's right. I'm getting thumbs up.
Yes.
Wow. His name was Muin Sukut.
Someone's on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I'd fact check that too.
And the rumours are he was Welsh or Scottish. That's what I'm getting from my source.
Who told you that? Jody from Penrith Police Station.
Stop texting me, Jody.
Tim's on the line. Tim, what do you got?
Astronauts can't burp in space because of gravity.
What the
What?
You can't burp.
Wow.
Can you peel one off?
Yeah. Can you? I could in space.
Astronauts can't burp in space. That would have been a good for Neil Armstrong's first words.
Oh yeah.
That's one small step for. Houston, we have a problem. I like it, but no money. $200 was all we give away today, which means $600 tomorrow. Bang!
Someone's getting a big payday.
Sport Report.
Yeah, Suncorp Stadium will play host to a mouth-watering clash tonight between two teams who are desperate for a win after losing in first round, the Broncos and the Rabbitohs. You can catch all the action live from Triple M 6 p.m. right here. Only one change for the Broncos. Corey Jensen comes in to start for Marty DePauw, while the Bunnies, Talas Duncan, this kid can play, will start for the injured Jairo and Shaquille Mitchell, Latrell's brother, will make his first appearance off the bench. And some couple of quick stats. The Broncos have won three of their past four matches against the Rabbitohs, but the Rabbitohs have won their past four games at Suncorp Stadium on a bigger field than they played in Vegas. I expect the Broncos to come back and get the money tonight by about 6 to 8 points, I think. Mickey and Tash have both joined me. Some news on Sam Kerr. What's the latest with Sam Kerr?
Yeah, there's more.
I'll throw to you, Tash. Can you get that underway, please?
Absolutely. There's been some bombshell new allegations that have been revealed in court documents this morning, our time, about what allegedly occurred on the night that Sam Kerr allegedly got into an altercation with that British police officer. Now, it's been revealed that she allegedly spent a night or was kept in a jail cell on the night of the alleged incident, and her team has now requested security footage from the London police station, which is yet to be secured to help build their defence against that charge of racially aggravated harassment of that police officer.
So they've asked for body cam clips filmed by the police and also the CCTV footage from outside the police station. Have they received any of this from the police so far?
This is before the courts, as we know. Her team's trying to get this charge thrown out, but right now that's what Sam Kerr's legal team has requested. Whether they get that vision or not is yet to be seen. It's important to know.
Well, if they don't, the whole thing should be thrown out, right?
That's right.
Well, she's pled not guilty, which is really important to note, but her legal team wants this thrown out. She's going to head back to court next month.
If they can't produce the body cam or the CCTV footage, the only thing you can assume is that they don't want you to have it.
Well,
right.
Yeah, well, the bombshell allegation, nobody knew this either, that she allegedly spent time behind bars or in a jail cell on the night of the alleged incident.
How does that change anything?
Well, you know, then there's speculation. Should have that been reported to the authorities that that had happened from Sam Kerr's point of view? But this is all before the courts as we speak, and she has pleaded not guilty to this charge.
Yeah, just so see some other news. The court has heard that the last two body-worn clips labelled H8 and H9 have not yet been submitted to the defence team. So that's what they're asking for. Mm. Wow. Watch this space.
Well, you want to cough them up, quick sticks, or throw the whole thing out. All right, still, we get more information, but
still cloudy.
Nothing concrete.
No.
We'll follow the story.
Mick and MG in the morning, brought to you by Sportsbet. Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet. Mick and MG in the morning, weekdays from 6 on Sydney's Triple M.